Zach Bouvier. The United States has given approval for a series of strikes on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. The strikes, scheduled over several days, will likely be launched based on weather conditions. After a drone attack on January 28th killed 3 U.S. soldiers in Jordan near the Syrian border, the United States attributed the responsibility for that attack to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, a militia group which the U.S. believes to be Iranian-backed that claimed responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, Iran has denied any role in the attack that injured 41 other U.S. troops at the military base known as Tower 22. U.S. intelligence believes Iran manufactured the drone used to attack the facility. At a news conference on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin defended the delayed military response, stating, "We will respond where we choose, when we choose, and how we choose." Mr. Austin continued, "Our focus throughout has been to manage this so it doesn't spiral out of control." U.S. officials did not provide an exact timeline for the potential strikes. On Wednesday, the federal government announced it will be helping provinces and cities that are struggling to house refugees. Quebec is set to receive $100 million in funding. Katie Brady has more.
In mid-January, Quebec Premier François Legault wrote to the Prime Minister. He said Quebec can't sustainably support the larger number of refugee claimants seen in recent years, and suggested they be funneled to other provinces. On Wednesday, Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller pledged $362 million to help provinces handle the influx. And Quebec is supposed to get about $100 million of that. But Miller pushed back on the idea of the government managing the flow of claimants around the country.
We have, in the past, had the luxury of playing hot potato with provinces and territories because of the low number of asylum seekers coming to the country. We don't have that perverse luxury anymore because we have these large flows and it is impacting some of the larger cities. And obviously, the provinces... real or perceived ability to absorb the populations.
Abdullah Daoud, executive director of the Refugee Center in Montreal, told CJLO that an outdated infrastructure to support refugees is the issue, and that the number of claimants is because of government policies like the closure of Roxham Road. It comes as no surprise to grassroots organizers.
And then when we ask for help or when we plead and make a call for help, unfortunately, we see, you know, the Premier Legault use this as an excuse to say, hey, you need to stop asylum seekers from coming in, when in reality it's, you know, it's a legal structure both provincially and federally that's causing the stranglehold, this bottleneck.
He welcomes the announcement for more federal funding, but hopes it's sent to the right organizations and not just handed to the provinces. Manisha Iyer is the project coordinator at Bienvenue NDG, an organization that helps integrate immigrants. She says very few groups have permission and funding to properly serve asylum seekers, but Bienvenue NDG can offer them supports like francisation.
There's language classes that they were able to do that increased their opportunity, and we know that like of some this particular family at least, they have been able to sort of set up their own business, a catering business, and so it's definitely we see resilient families that are ready to do it and that are able to achieve these things. But I think the most important factor there is the support that they have received from community organizations.
Daoud explained that the solutions must come from bureaucratic and systemic changes, not from trying to cap the number of newcomers.
I think for overall what's missing in the conversation is this idea of, you know, the ability to stop people from coming. That's not really how it works. It's not a program in which we can cap or restrict a certain amount. Global forced displacement is a reality. We're seeing displacement at the highest levels it's ever been historically for a really long, long, long time.
4 more. Follow CJLO News on Spotify or CJLO 1690 AM on SoundCloud.
for CJLO 1690 AM. It is Monday, February 5th. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. Hello, everyone. Another beautiful week here in sunny Montreal. Hope you guys had a good Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil came out, the great prognosticator, and he said it's going to be an early spring. And he has a 40% success rate, so please give him the credit he deserves. His tireless position. Sheesh, who else could do the same? Well, guys, I've got a fun show planned for you. Last week I opened up with some disco. Let's keep the dance music rolling. I'm going to open up with some reflector. Just a reflector. Just a reflection of a reflection of a reflection of a reflection. See you on the other side. Oh, that's going to be so good. And then, of course, because, you know, James Murphy had a hand in all that. Going to follow with some LCD. And then we got a real 1-2-3 show for you guys. It's going to be good. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back in 15.
Things to hide. Digital Thank you.
I Can Change, LCD Sound System, the classic from a few years back off the album This Is Happening. Before that, Reflector, Arcade Fire, the Montreal classic. After the ads, which we are about to get to, I built a song I believe I've played before, Disposable Parts, Enon, and then, you know, some cheeky Modest Mouse. Stay tuned.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Fresh. sick, fickle fucker. Childhood is what makes ya. Tubby treats ya like tundra. Weigh those opinions more like air than light. Every planned occupation, surefire disappointment up ahead. Till they treat you like desert. See, mirage is a friendship. Face turns.
Hello, CJ Lowe, 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at cjlowe.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. You just heard Speak to Me Bones by Land of Talk off of that album Applause, Cheer, Boo, Hiss. What a good one. Before that, Tundra Desert, Modest Mouse off of their classic. This is a long drive for someone with nothing to think about. Before that, Disposable Parts, Enon, I talked about it. You guys have heard that song. You guys love that song. We're going to keep the train moving with some Velvet Underground, Temptation Inside Your Heart off their compilation album, VU. Stay tuned for some great music after. Fleet Foxes, Magnetic Fields.
Shut the door. I knew where temptation lies inside of your heart.
You can talk during this.
I know where the evil lies inside of your heart. Well, get out of here. If you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, well, shut the door. It's only 4:09. I know where the mirror's edge is inside of your heart. But she didn't pay $1 tonight. I know where the razor's edge is inside of your heart. It's not even 5 feet. Well, if you're gonna make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong.
You don't look like Marvin Van
Dyke. Oh, she's gonna start it all over again. Somebody get her out of here. Electricity comes from other planets.
It's not that bad of summer. Four times.
Oh!
It's pretty together.
You can't say it. You can say it with your hand.
I can talk to myself this way.
Lock the door this time. I know where temptation lies. Inside of your heart. This is it. I know where the evil lies. Inside of your heart. Is he ready? But if you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong. All the homeless start again. But New York buildings are very high. Not at all offensive. Lock the door. We're gonna carry on at infinite length, my dear. The Pope in the Silver Castle.
Is that awful?
Hey,
that's fine. That's
in a booth.
Are awful blue. Maybe it's more.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that was just some gorgeous Basil Kirchen, Assignment K, track 5 off of that Assignment Kirchen album that came out recently, remastered, re-released recently. Ugh, I just absolutely love how beautiful his songs sound. Oh my god, rest in peace the GOAT, Smith legend, Basil Kirchen. Before that, Fleet Foxes with Ragged Wood off of their self-titled album. That is such a classic. Oh my god, saw that at the CD store for a few bucks. Had to pick it up. Before that, another classic off of 69 Love Songs. The Sun Goes Down and the World Goes Dancing by the Magnetic Fields. God, what an upbeat tune. Now it's time for some ads. And after that, the new music. The new single from Real Estate. The new single from Squid. I played some Squid last week. None of you guys told me there was a new song. So there's some space between us now. Nevertheless, let's listen to some ads and then the music.
From February 8th to 10th, Tavern Tour is back. This edition of the festival will feature more than 80 artists from Montreal and abroad taking over bars on Avenue de Montréal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. You can catch John Spencer, Sons, Marie Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pi Pi, High Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20 Some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population 2, Jonathan Gat, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity, and many more. Consult the full programming and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca. A presentation of the Quai des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Every sermon on the rain. I kissed you on the face. I kissed you on the playground.
This song means you just heard the Henny Buggy Band by Sufjan Stevens off of The Avalanche, one of my favorite Sufjan songs. I think it was my most listened to track on Spotify 2 years ago now. Oh, sorry, my phone went off. Oh my god, what awful manners by me. I hope you didn't hear my phone notification. It's my mom. Sheesh. Well, before that, it was Fugue, Ben's Song, the new Squid single. That thing is so good, so funky. I love the whenever they go for the real talking head stuff. And then before that, the new single from Real Estate, Haunted World. I think I might have liked the other one. What was it called? Water Underground. I played that last week. Alright guys, well, I hope you have a good week. Good luck in your classes. I know some essays are starting up. I've got an essay due next week. Oh. Alright guys, I'll see you on the other side.